This is CJMQ, and today we're talking with Sheila Quinn. Now everybody knows Sheila. She has DH Radio Show here, and she writes the column in the Record, DH Dishpan Hands, and she's also working for Townshippers as a migration agent.
Yes, I am.
Good. And we're talking to her today about the green aspect of Townshippers Day.
Yeah.
So tell us about that. Sheila said that she's the one that thought up the idea about 5 years ago, and she ran with the idea.
Yeah, it was such a funny experience. I was working on the organizing committee for Townshippers Day in Richmond in 2006.
Okay.
And it was other people that had initially brought up the idea, but I ran with it and looked after a lot of the logistical aspects of it, like making sure that all of the food vendors were notified because they had to buy the biodegradable plates and cutlery and whatnot, which there was a little resistance at first, but because we were so determined to make this a green day, it worked out really well. And then there were two sorting stations set up where all of the people coming through the site had to bring their garbage. So it was kind of interesting because we had about, it was on the Richmond Fairgrounds that year, and we had probably, I don't know, 200 garbage cans that we had to hide.
Okay.
Because the thing is, you know, in spite of having places where people can put things that are recyclable or compostable or that sort of thing, sometimes it's very easy just to throw everything out. And we really didn't want that to happen. So we literally had to hide, hide them all. That's a big secret about where they all went. But so for this, in this situation, it's not, there's not a question of something like that because it's being held on the school grounds of ADS Elementary School in Danville this year, this Saturday, this the 18th. And so it's more a question of setting up the waste management for the day as being immediately from the get-go about sorting. So it's sort of strange because you actually have to bring your garbage to somebody, which we're not used to doing. It's pretty easy to bag stuff up and leave it at the curb. And you know, I think most kids watch the garbage truck go by and load up the garbage bags, but we don't pay that much attention to where it all goes. And I used to work for the MRC in the MRC du Val-Saint-François, and I worked in waste management at the time. It's really something when you actually go to the landfill and see,
I can imagine,
all that garbage there. It made me very conscious of what I was throwing out. So this is sort of a different situation because you bring your waste to these stations and the people, the volunteers who are working there, sort it. And it's easy. It's, if it's organic, it goes in the composting. If it's something that's recyclable, it goes in the recycling, and the rest would go in the actual garbage.
Okay. So even the plates, the cutlery, the cups, they're all compostable, I guess?
Yes. It's been the same situation for the last 5 years that they're purchased through Nova Envirocom, a company out of Sherbrooke that distributes this type of cutlery and plates. They're made of, like, I think it's potatoes, like starch and sugar cane and the different things. And this is really specifically not just biodegradable, it's compostable. So you can put it in a compost and it'll break down.
That's real neat because they look the same as as the ordinary tea.
In fact, the first year that we did it, there was a canteen that was a little apprehensive. They operate all summer long, so it wasn't just a food vendor that was setting up for that day. And they were a little concerned. And at the end of the day, they really had loved the experience so much because they said that on styrofoam they burned their hands a lot, particularly on poutine.
Interesting.
And whereas they didn't, they found that the bowls weren't as didn't conduct heat the same way, and they were quite pleased. I don't know what other vendors' experiences were, but that group was very pleased with the results.
That's amazing. So that's a lot of work. So this is the fifth year, and this has become like a big issue in Townshippers too. This is part of you know, what they advertise. It is green,
and it's not, you know, it's Tea Day that's green, and it's very important that we continue this. It's doable. It takes volunteers, and that's one of the things, that part of the reason that I'm here talking to you right now, Maureen, is that we need more people to step up. And really, you know what, it's an hour of your time. We had, when we did it in Richmond, I had people who came who believed so much in this green aspect and the effort that was being made by Townshippers that they sorted all day long, and they were so excited to do so because it's very active and you're talking to people, and it's kind of an interesting process and sort of strange for people to be doing that because it's hands-on management of stuff that you are generating. Like, it's so easy to put stuff in the garbage and not think about it. But in this case, it's a conscious management of it. So I really encourage people to get in touch with Townshippers Association to give of their time. And really, we're only asking for an hour. It's we've divided up the day from 8 to 5 in hour blocks. If people want to stay for longer or come at different times, they can. Mm-hmm. And we certainly would welcome anybody who shows up that day to help. But in the meantime, we're down to the wire, and it's not just the Green Team that needs volunteers. It's Townshipers Day as an entirety. It's such a big undertaking, and the group, the committee working on it from Danville has just been so dedicated, a small group of very dedicated people, and it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful day.
Okay, it's so important. Volunteer an hour of your time. It only takes an hour. If you want to stay longer, that's fine too. Yeah. So that's coming up this weekend, September 18th, rather?
Yeah.
Okay, and in Danville. So wow.
So much fun stuff planned too, like live music, and there are always these interesting personalities who are there, from politicians to media personalities to just tons of people who love this area and feel a real strong, a very, very strong connection to being Townshipers or former Townshipers.
And I know I was talking to Kate Wisdom, and she said at the end of last year's Townshipers Day, they had one actual bag of garbage, though. The rest was, recycling or composting. That's amazing.
It's insane. The first time we did it, Martin Lemieux, he's involved with a group called the SGMR. It's the Société de Gestion des Matières Résiduelles for the MRC in mm-hmm. the Bas-Saint-François region. And he was one of the people who arrived early and stayed all day because he was so excited. He hadn't planned on staying all day, but once he got there and saw how these people were so willing to help, he was so keen. And at the end of the day, he was just about hopping around because I think we had... Well, this is another thing. T-Day closes at 5.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We left the site. We were the last ones to leave the site mm-hmm. at 6:30. Now, I know for a fact that other organizations who had used the same site for events that had mm-hmm. lasted a little bit longer, but not much longer than ours, it took a day just to manage their waste.
Okay.
A whole day to clean up after... Mm-hmm. after the like emptying the garbage cans and that sort of thing, whereas this was so impressive. I think I'm trying to remember for sure, it's been a while of course, but I think we had something like 16 containers, the big wheelie containers of the wheelie bins of recycling, and oh man, probably at least 10 of composting and barely anything of garbage. It
That's
was so
amazing,
crazy.
Yeah. And if somebody wants to find out a little bit more of composting and recycling, you also give information there on the
well
site?
There are people who are at the tables there mm-hmm. often we have information from the MRCs.
Right.
I'm not
mm-hmm.
sure clear on whether or not we'll have that kind of documentation available, but certainly if they want to contact me, Sheila Quinn, through Townshipers Association, I can help people get more information about that kind of waste management. It's such interesting stuff to know about.
Okay, and if somebody brings their own lunch, you actually, you know, kind of encourage them too to bring something that they can bring back home and wash, or
oh yeah,
it's compostable.
Definitely. And this is part of the whole idea of Townshipers mm-hmm. Day. It's about good old-fashioned fun and looking after ourselves and our communities. And so I really, the Green Team and Townshipers Day in general, it's a wonderful way to give back to the townships and to Townshipers Association that does a lot for the community and
it does,
in our area.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. This knowledge can be taken back home too, and it's a great way to start. It's a family, adventure.
Sure.
Going down recycling and composting and all that. It's very, very important.
Absolutely.
Good. So Townshipers Day, they need volunteers, and especially for the Green Team. Now, who do they contact?
They can contact Ashley at mm-hmm. Townshipers Association. The number is 819-566-5717. That's 819-566-5717. Or they can call the 1-800 number. We have a toll-free number, 1-866-566-5717. So
okay.
866-566-5717.
Okay. And if they want to use email, can they email her?
Yes, they could. ab@townshippers.qc.ca.
Okay. So everybody can call? Or
yeah.
You have to call. Okay. And
but email's fine too, ab@townshippers.qc.ca.
Okay. So that's the green aspect of Townshipers. Let's see. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I just really encourage people to come. It's going to be a blast, and I'll be there. So roaming around the grounds, I will man part of the the stations, the sorting stations and the green team, and be going by regularly to see how everybody's doing. So I'll be on site, and I'd love to see some of our CJMQ listeners
exactly.
there.
Exactly, yeah. Absolutely. Come and meet Sheila and spend some time.
You can't miss me. Just listen for me.
Now, if somebody wants to volunteer around here and they have no transportation, do you know if there's a bus or anything like that going down to
there? There are many different ways to get there. So okay. call the association, call Ashley Brown at Townshippers Association, and she'll be able to help out with that.
That's good. So if you don't have transportation, you don't have a car, or you're a student, whatever, yep. they can help you out with that. Great.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, thanks, Sheila, and all the best.
Thank you, Maureen.